I want to share with you something that Mark has written. Lately, I've become frustrated with my sleep. I simply can't remember my dreams. I think they are fairly vivid, but suddenly I wake up and they are gone. I have also become slightly obsessed with my childhood. What did I do? Who did I interact with? Who were my influence? I'm trying to record my memories, but for what? Is the past important, or is it about seizing a moment and planning for the future? Some may say I'm in a midlife crisis, depressed about the consistency of life, but I'd like to think that I'm on a journey to rediscover and maybe reassess my dreams and aspirations. When I was young, I just had dreams, but I didn't formulate them. Now I am older, I feel the need to pinch myself and ask, what are my dreams? What is it that I really want to achieve in life? Where am I going to find these dreams? This is where the problem lies for me. Dreams should not be a romantic vision. They are things that are actually achievable. They are not in heaven or in the sea. Life is routine on the one hand. Holding down a job, bringing up children. We need to appreciate the importance of what we have already. But we need to find excitement in the routine as well as creating dreams that will take us to the next step. Ensuring we are moving in a direction that we achieve our goals and examine our aspirations. I've often wondered whether our dreams should be specific or abstract. For me, there are two elements, values and beliefs, which we choose to live by. And then the practicality of how to actualize our dreams. Perhaps the journey of searching for our dreams is more important than the result. The most important thing is we should never give up on dreaming.